2.2. Children change everything.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Kent Brockwell, and in this morning's Family Life phone-in, we ask, how does life change after having a child? So let's start by going to the phones now to see what you, the listeners, think. First to line one and Tony. Tony, are you there?
Yes, Kent, I'm here.
So, Tony, you have a son, is that right?
That's right, Kent. His name's Ben. He's 3 now.
And can you tell us how your life changed after Ben was born?
Sure. Well, the first thing that changed was suddenly my wife and I had no money. I never knew how expensive it is to have a child. My wife stopped working, so we had less money. But we had to buy so many things. Baby clothes, special soaps, a baby bath, a pram, toys.
Wow. So you're saying your financial situation changed, Tony?
Sure did. My advice, if you're thinking of having a child, is save up.
Yes, good advice, Tony. Now, over to line 2 and Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes, Kent. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Carol. Tell the listeners how life changed for you when you had a baby.
Oh, well, the first thing my husband and I noticed was that suddenly we had no time left. We felt like every minute of every day just disappeared looking after Elizabeth. That's our daughter.
So there was a lot to do then, Carol?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. We were always changing nappies, preparing food, feeding her, giving her a bath.
So quite a change in lifestyle for you both then.
Exactly. Everything changed the day she was born. And another thing, we were always worrying about something. Was she too hot? Was she too cold? Was she hungry?
Oh dear.
My advice to new parents is, don't worry so much. Just enjoy being parents.
Well, thanks, Carol. Now our final caller is Lucy on line 3. Lucy, are you there?
Hello. Good morning.
So quickly, Lucy, as we don't have much time left, how did life change for you when you had a child?
Well, I noticed that suddenly we had no space left in the house. There were nappies, towels, clothes everywhere.
No space?
That's right. And so many toys. I mean, everyone bought toys. Terry had hundreds of toys. Of course, he never really played with any of them. What a waste. My advice is, ask for money, not toys.
Well, thanks, Lucy, and our other callers. And now in the studio...